the speech happened at a big naval base, French naval base in Toulon, on board a helicopter carrier. So, you know, big theater in French policy terms, where he laid out a new national security strategy. And of course, one of the core announcements of this new strategy was that Operation Barkhane, the operation that has been going on since really essentially 2013, when it was still called Serval in West Africa and Sahel, is now definitely over. It's not going to be replaced yet with something very concrete, but Macron announced that he is going to, and he is in conversation with his African partners, to reorient the security strategy with a heavier emphasis on African contributions. So rather, a lot of French troops, more African groups, and a much lighter footprint for France in the region from now on.
So what do you think the impact of this will have on the terror problem in the Sahel and beyond into West Africa and other regions of the world beyond the Sahel?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a significant step. Not only has France been there for quite a while, since 2013, it was also really the linchpin for a lot of other international operations. So a lot of the European Union training missions were somehow connected to, attached with, reinforced by the French troops that were on the ground. Now, France really, since last year, 2021, had been in a very difficult position as far as Barkhane is concerned, because the center of the operation was Mali. And as we had discussed a couple of times before, there were two military coups in Mali, each coup government being more anti-French than the previous coup government, which meant really the French forces had to leave Mali before they were essentially would have been thrown out, replaced tragically by the Wagner group from Russia. Now, this means overall less capabilities in counterterrorism operations in West Africa, a zone which, as we have discussed previously in several other discussions, is really deteriorating on every single level imaginable. Security-wise, terrorism spread by Al-Qaeda and ISIL, economic deterioration, migrant pressures are getting really high. Governance, both in Mali, in Burkina Faso, in Nigeria, is getting ever increasingly more difficult, which means more breathing room for the terrorists. So overall, really not a good news today that it's now essentially finally over. The only small, I would say, reconciliation prize is that at least 3,000 French troops are going to remain for the time being in Chad, Niger, and Burkina Faso. So at least there's some French capabilities, but nowhere near where they used to be.
And what message does this send to extremists?
Well, depends on how you look at it. Obviously, it's couched in very careful policy language and, you know, pleads for further cooperation with African partners of France in the region. But it's a little bit giving me a feeling like I had in August 2021 yeah, in Afghanistan, that there really is, we are no longer, as the West, willing to sustain important military operations. And, you know, as much as other stabilization, economic aid, de-radicalization measures are crucial for counterterrorism, counterterrorism, especially when you have large-scale organized adversaries with lots of money and lots of weapons, as you have in Afghanistan, as you have in West Africa and the Sahel zone, or pretty much in the northern half of Africa, in many regions now, it cannot do without military components. I'm sorry, you know, this is still a necessary, as bad as it is and as sad as it is and as, you know, short-term as these measures are when you just do militarily, but not militarily is also not an option. So not having this as much as you could have is, of course, a long-term problem.
The United States and Western countries, should they be watching this carefully?
Absolutely. I mean, the United States has the add-on benefit that you are quite far away from Africa and West Africa. Europe, this is our immediate neighborhood. So between this zone of what I call now the entire belt of instability from the west to the East African coast, where You start with Jenin, the ISIL coalition, then comes Islamic State Greater Sahara, then Islamic State Western Africa, then comes the Islamic State Central African Province. And on the other coast, you have the coordinating element of ISIL in the region, in the Puntland in Somalia and the rest of Somalia, governed by Al-Shabaab, the largest in size and really possibly even the richest Al-Qaeda affiliate around the globe. Again, there too, international troop AMISOM, which was stabilizing Somalia for quite a while, is now transitioning into the African Union transitionary force, with transition in bold letters underlined and blinking, meaning they leaving too in the next couple of year and a half. This is really looking quite difficult for Europe, because if you do have migrant pressure, it's not towards the south, it's towards the north. If you have migrant communities that have connections back home, it is primarily in Western Europe. And we know both Al-Qaeda as well as ISIL in the past have taken advantage to radicalize migrants in our countries. And any operational area where they are not under sustained pressure, including military pressure, is giving them more the ability to do exactly that.
We in the West, and it's probably evident by the sometimes naive questions that I ask you when we talk, as you said, are pretty far removed from this. But these folks in the area, in other African countries, have this is their neighborhood. This is, you know, this is right there. They're right there, front and center. Are other countries in Africa expressing any concern about this move, or are they welcoming it? Just what kind of response have you been able to detect so far from broader Africa on this?
Yeah, I was just in West Africa a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, many governments in the region are very concerned. It really is a question of a couple of really destabilizing countries. Not that they destabilize others, but they internally destabilize. So Burkina Faso has a problem controlling its own territory. Nigeria has a long-term problem controlling its north. So does Mali. All of this then, of course, bleeds out into neighboring countries, Senegal, Chad, Niger, who don't necessarily have a large terrorist basis within their country. But since there is cross-border traffic and the ability of terrorists to cross borders has never been really a problem for them in any region in the world, this is a real big problem. There are some regional structures, ECOWAS, there's a G5 Sahel force, which was supposed to be a counterterrorism regional cooperation. Unfortunately, the coup government in Mali already withdrew. Burkina Faso, again, two military coups in short order in the last couple of months, also thinks about withdrawing. So the G5 is now the G4, it may be the G3 later. So it is not going well on really any front you would get. And this is creating a problem for every country in the region, not just those where you have centers of jihadi activity.
Last thing, at the end of the day, your organization, which keeps an eye on all of this, and you do a magnificent job, what are you suggesting, or what are you thinking, or what are you sharing with any of these countries or organizations, security organizations in any of these countries that ask for your thoughts? What are you saying to them?
Well, first point always is other people's problems will not remain other people's problems. They will become our problems very soon if you're not careful. So just because Mali or Chad or Nigeria may be far away from Europe and even further away from the United States, we should not delude ourselves that this problem will not come home to haunt us. It always has in the past. When we left the jihadi area unattended, we paid a very high price. And I mean, in attacks in our home countries, eventually. It was just a matter of time. Secondly, this region wants and needs help. We just need to make sure that we give the help in a way that it is put to the best use. So we need to make sure we have a common strategy. And this is what my organization at the moment is working on a large scale project in the next year for a new West Africa and Sahel strategy, as far as terrorism is concerned. The third one is, if we leave, others will not just leave, let us see, leave and not push in. So the French left in Mali, Wagner arrived. The French reduced in Burkina Faso significantly, Wagner arrived. So we do have now geopolitical rivals with a very different outlook on how the region should be organized, be it on the one hand Russia or on the other hand China, that will fill the vacuum that we leave when we leave.
Dr. Hans-Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.